Well, we've been hearing of the widespread impact Storm Éowyn has had across the country since it struck last week. But for some of the most vulnerable in society, it has been particularly devastating. A 71-year-old woman in County Donegal has been left homeless with all of her belongings destroyed after trees fell on her home and then a fire broke out. Kathleen Barrett from Ballyconnell in Alfal Cara suffered severe smoke inhalation and minor burns. She managed to flee to a neighbour's house. Her niece, Maeve Barrett, told our reporter Ethna Dodd what happened.
We were all settled in for the night and I got a phone call from my mum around 11:30 to say Kathleen's house is on fire, and that's all she said. My sister and myself jumped into the car and we drove down, and the fire brigade were already there, and we were told that my aunt was in the neighbour's house. So we went in to see her and she was absolutely soaked to the skin. She was shaking. She was black all over her mouth, her eyes, her nose. It was terrible. The next thing then, Gidore Fire Brigade landed and three of those guys came in and they started to assess Kathleen. It was so frightening. Kathleen's 71 and she has quite a lot of health problems, and she's also just after getting over breast cancer as well. Oh, she was in absolute shock. She hadn't really a clue what was going on. She was so stunned, and she was repeating herself. She was just in pure shock. It was awful. They assessed her and her blood oxygen level was down at 83, you know. So they actually went through two canisters of oxygen with her. And it was so frightening because her breathing was really rattly and really chesty. And they said she needed to be seen in A&E as soon as possible because her oxygen level was getting lower and lower.
And how is Kathleen now? Is she safe?
Yeah, she is. She spent 4 days in ICU and she just got released yesterday evening. So myself and my mum went out to pick her up, and yeah, she's doing well. She's still in shock, though. You can really tell. Just nothing is sinking in.
Does she have a sense herself now of her house, or what was her house and what she's lost?
She has a sense, yeah, but she hasn't been down to see it. She hasn't seen the full extent, you know, of exactly what 40 years of her life has now turned into, you know. It's going to be really hard for her.
This all happened during a storm. So how did that impact what happened?
Getting to my aunt was fine because she's not even 2 minutes drive away in the car. But it was just the fact of having to even put your toe outside the door on a night that we were expected such an extreme storm. I mean, it was frightening.
And now, like, where's Kathleen living?
Well, unfortunately, with the social housing crisis that's going on at the minute, there is actually nowhere for her to go. So they had to put her up in a hotel just over the road from us all in Gardahork. She can't leave the hotel until the Donegal County Council actually have a place for her to go. So we were told she could be in the hotel up to 6 months.
And Maeve Barrett there speaking to our reporter Ethna Dodd about how her aunt was left homeless after Storm Éowyn. Well, with so many areas impacted by the storm, one of the towns worst affected is Granard in County Longford. Most people there have spent the past 5 days without water or electricity. Our reporter Kieran Dineen visited the town to hear how locals were coping. He first spoke to Pat O'Hara, who is among those getting containers filled at a water supply tanker.
We have no electricity, no gas, and no water. Yeah. It's primitive. We're in the Stone Age.
Okay. And how's it been? How have the few days been?
Cold. There's no gas in the town, like left around the town. Yeah. Everything, the shops, there's nothing in them now. All bread and that can be eat easy. Oh. That doesn't have to be cooked. It's all gone. At least we have a fire.
Yeah.
And we sit around the fire there. Mm. Nothing to do. Go to bed at 9 o'clock at night because you can't use the internet or nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Our house is ear to water. Yeah. So when the electricity went off, no heating, no nothing. Now that the electricity's back, no water, so our heating system won't work. So unless you have both, you have no heat, no nothing. We don't have a fireplace, so we have no form of heating then at all. Like, some people are lucky, they have fireplaces. You know, you can get a bit of heat off that, but
how are you feeling about it all?
first couple of days, I was delighted. I was thinking, going back to the old ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of wearing off.
It was romantic almost, was it?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, but now...
but not anymore. No, yeah. No.
Yeah.
We're getting kind of sick of it now at this stage.
Granard Mart was open for business, but was noticeably quiet.
How are you doing? Councillor Turlough McGovern here from Granard. Look, it's devastating for the farmers there. Sheds, roofs of sheds, no water. The impact of giving meal at this time of year, you'd be getting ready for the factory. And like when you give meal, if you have no water, you have to cut back in it. And that puts the diet of the cattle, it puts them off altogether for putting on flesh in them for the factories.
And it's quiet tonight here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually over quiet. My father is over 50 years here and he never seen a smaller mart.
Despite the challenges, the community spirit in Granard was obvious.
My name is Councillor Pádraig McNamara. I'm the local postmaster here in Granard for the last 30 years. We were hoping we get open Saturday, we got open today. We got people sorted. I was out and I looked after older age pensioners that were there. They were stuck for groceries and bits and pieces like that. The civil defence were there to help out as well. If the groceries were ready in the local shops, they were there, they'd pick them up. People weren't left that they didn't need anything.
Ciara Mitchell, I'm the owner here in McAvoy's Medical Hall here on Main Street in Granard. We got electricity back on Sunday morning. Saturday we were opened 9 to 3. We had a generator running for the computer, so we were able to dispense scripts. We had delivered out medication to people that were unable to come into us, and we obliged people as much as we could in terms of not everyone had cash and stuff like that, so we obliged them.
I'm Eileen Finan. I'm the manager of Lusnacrania Family Resource Centre here in Granard. We lost power for a while, but it came back. We're very fortunate to have it, and that means that we can help the community in different ways. Today, the place was buzzing with people charging laptops, mobile phones, because they had no contact, and we're feeling lost. So it's been great. Yeah, we opened on Sunday as well, just to let people in and do the charging. Also getting a cup of hot tea or coffee and a bowl of soup meant an awful lot to people. Made sandwiches and that. It just makes life a bit easier for people at the moment.
My name is Burr and I'm the family support worker here in Lusnacrania Family Resource Centre.
And over here we have bedclothes, is that right?
So we have blankets and duvets for a young family that contacted us looking for, they obviously need them, and we put a call out on Facebook and somebody kindly brought some in. And earlier today we had an elderly lady who was very cold, and we have a charity shop a few doors down, and there was beautiful blankets donated into the charity shop, so we were able to make up a parcel.
The centre has been a lifeline for 17-year-old Jack Fagan.
You'd feel kind of isolated because all your friends are on the phone, but as well you're not seeing them outside as well because schools are closed, and having a place like this as well, it's grand because a few people come in, charge the phones, and you actually get to talk to them. Even waking up in the morning, you go to turn on a light, you'd stub your toe a few times, like, you know, but other than that, I think, thank God for here anyway, being able to charge my phone, charge my laptop, and it's been boring, I'll put it that way.
Jack Fagan talking to our reporter Ciara Dineen at the Family Resource Centre in Granard in County Longford.